This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 665. Didn't get your scores? Here's your study plan.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll give advice to one student who didn't perform as she wanted in her first exam, and we'll recommend how to successfully prepare before her next one.
Hey, Jessica, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm looking forward to a little break, though, you know? So as we record this, we're, of course, working ahead so we can have a break, guys. But we don't want any break for you and your IELTS preparation. So that's why we're doing this ahead of time. But as we're recording, I think both Lindsay and I are preparing for a little Christmas break.
Yeah, a little break. I'm getting on a plane to actually 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's going to be crazy. Yeah, crazy early. That means I'm getting up at 3, I'm sure, and getting on a plane, but going out to Denver, going to do a little skiing, and then coming back to hang out in New Hampshire. It's going to be nice to be around family, hang out with my niece. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. James has 2 weeks off school, right? So we're planning a bunch of... I'm trying not to plan too much. That's one of my New Year's resolutions is to be a little more spontaneous with my free time and to have more free time. Those are my goals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm trying it out over Christmas break and I'm not making too many play date plans and stuff like that. So I've talked to other moms and they all seem to have these same resolutions. So we're we want to plan something, but let's not do it yet. We'll just text over the break and we'll see, what's happening. So we're going to see how this new system works.
Interesting. It's good to try new things.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. I love it.
Great. So yesterday we were actually talking about one particular student situation who's in Three Keys IELTS, who's in our course. So she had posted a good question inside our private closed Facebook group. And today we're going to get back to it. So guys, if you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, go back to, what was it, 664? Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, go back and check out Bella's situation and listen to the student's question. And we're going to pick it up again today because we have a few more questions to answer for her and in case you guys are in the same situation.
Exactly, guys. So in her situation, this is what's happening. She took the exam for the first time, and it was tough. And it's common, guys. It's really common. And it comes down to sort of the validity of your test practice and how much you're practicing these anxiety techniques. So definitely listen about those things to listen to yesterday's episode for those answers, guys. So in the second half of her post, she was sort of brainstorming about her study plan, right? How is she going to manage her preparation for her next exam? So guys, this is definitely beneficial. Advice today. I'm tripping over my words for some reason.
You need a break. You need a break. You need a break.
That's
it's break
it
time.
Is. Yeah. Maybe I just need another cup of coffee. So guys, we're focusing in on crafting a study plan today.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So I'm going to go ahead and read the next part of the question and let's go through it. Let's give her our best advice here for our listeners who might be in this same situation. So she says, my goal is an overall 7 and 6.5 at least in each part, right? So I have some learnings this time, but I need some help here. Number one, since I'll mainly focus on work for the next month, and won't have enough time to prepare for the next exam, maybe I can only spare 4 or 5 hours a week. Should I keep going? Here we go. I'll keep going with this piece. But I will have enough preparation time for several months after February of next year. I don't want to start all over again, so I came up with a few ideas, like find a speaking partner, keep reading news, listening to podcasts, and practicing with noise. But I really need a well-organized plan to maintain and improve maintain as well as improve my weaknesses, especially in writing. Could you advise me?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I would say take a little break from IELTS, right? So if you only have 4 to 5 hours every week to study for the next month, I would just focus on staying up with the language itself, just focusing on the overall fluency, right? So staying in touch with English that way. Because if you have enough time to focus on the exam after that, there's no reason to muddy up these hours now, because I don't think 4 to 5 hours a week is enough to like focus on IELTS, right? We need more than that. Yeah. So I especially like since you just took the exam and you're feeling anxious about it, right? So just take a break. Like Lindsay and I are going to take a break. I think you need to get away from things sometimes to like reprogram yourself. So if you're feeling anxiety and sort of like disappointment associated with the exam, get away from the exam. Get away from it for a little while, and then you could approach it with fresh eyes, right? In the next month. So I would spend these 4 to 5 hours a week doing what she suggested, find a speaking partner, but use it for chatting and conversation and fluency, right? Create that spontaneous ability to respond. And that is, you know, we need to do that a lot more than we're doing, students, because I think a lot of you guys are really practicing the IELTS questions too much. And that's what leads to being rehearsed and sounding bored on exam day. So definitely get away from that and just focus on fluency and conversation. And using new vocab, right? Because you're going to keep, like Bella said, she's going to keep reading the news and listening to podcasts. Yes. So just do those three things. The speaking, the extra reading, the listening to native speaker podcasts. Focus on that in the next month. Hello, everyone. If you want to be very ready for your first IELTS exam, follow our study plan, the 30-day plan or the 60-day plan. We guarantee that it will increase your IELTS score. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Well, think about how smart that is, because, you know, the fact that you only have 4 to 5 hours a week means that's what, you know, you're working on your general fluency. And then think about how that's going to compound when you come back to refocus on the study plan, right? So you're going to have all this newfound confidence from all the practicing you've been doing. And then you put your mind towards that 30-day study plan, really focusing in on strategies. And that's when you ramp up your game, right? You're going to dedicate more time each day to it and take it more seriously. But you need both. And I like the idea of just going with, you know, as long as you don't have some kind of a deadline where it's your last chance to take IELTS and this is it, then go with where your energy is. Don't try to fight against your energy, right? If you're, as Jessica said, if you're feeling you need that break, take it and then be ready to really get serious when you come back.
Exactly. You have to be smart about how much time you have, because over-preparing, like we lose motivation, right? We're practicing these negative feelings. But there's also the fact that if you prepare too long for IELTS, it doesn't help. It hinders, you know? I've talked to students who like prepared for IELTS for like 6 months or a year or something, and it's too long, you guys. You don't need that much time. So if you have a while, if you have like 3 months or 4 months, then definitely split it up. Focus on fluency first. Focus on improving your ideas about the language and your abilities with the language itself, because that's your first priority, right? Do that first and then apply that learning and that heightened ability and confidence to the IELTS practice, because you'll get more out of the IELTS practice if your English is stronger, right? Like that totally makes sense. So I think it's a great idea to spend a month improving the overall stuff, renegotiating our relationship with English, if you will. Well, that was a fun sentence. And then come back to IELTS and definitely just review. Start from scratch, right? Because then you'll see stuff that you remember and that lends confidence. And you're like, oh, yeah, I can do that. But you're also going to find things that maybe you didn't do on test day, right? That got in the way of your performance on test day. You're going to be like, Oh, right. Oh, that's the strategy for that. So you're definitely going to have to go through the IELTS preparation again, but after a break.
Yep, exactly. That's the way to do it. I love it. Such good advice. And I'm so glad that this student asked us this question, right? Because it's good to question where you're at with your study plan, right? Just know what you can handle in any given moment to maximize your score when you do step into that test.
And it just shows the strength of our community, of the Three Keys community on Facebook. People can share real experiences, right? Yes. It's not just like, oh, I'm amazing and it's so easy. No. Mm-hmm. We talk about real things in the Facebook group and real challenges. So that's why it can help so many people to stay motivated, because you read a post like this and you're like, okay. And then it helps you to refocus, right? And you're like, okay, so that's what happened on her exam. This is Jessica's response and how maybe we could change how I'm preparing so it doesn't happen to me.
Exactly. Learn on a real level, not by just kind of fooling yourself and assuming it's, you know, when you get into a group like this, you, like you said, you see what it's really like. This is the reality of IELTS. It's not easy, but when you have a system and a study plan, you can do it. It can be done if you approach it correctly. But if you're outside of the course, if you're just bumping around on the internet, trying to find resources, you're kind of not really doing it in the right way, right? Because you're staying outside of the reality of what you're really likely to face.
Exactly. It's not easy, you guys. It's not an easy test. So if you really want to prepare and use your time effectively, get into Three Keys IELTS, use our 30-day study plan or our 60-day study plan. It's all there. It's just waiting for you to start preparing well. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the whole course and your podcast bonus, how to wake up the examiner on your speaking exam. Or if you want those personal coach classes with me and the whole course and bonus, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
All right. Awesome. Okay, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. And I hope you enjoy a little bit of time off here during the holidays.
Yes, I will. You too, Lindsay. And we'll just be full of amazing stories when we come back to record again.
Exactly. We'll be back soon. All right. All right. Thanks for hanging out, Jessica. I'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds good. All right, bye, Lindsay.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.